Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nazir Nunvav. We are holding on Nun Hamad Beis, two lines from the bottom. Rav Chisda told us a chiddush. Although when a Nazir becomes Tamei, a severe Tumas Meis, so his Nazirus, meaning anything that he had kept until then, halts, gets cancelled, nullified, and certainly the days in which he is Tamei will not count, will not be applied towards his Nazirus. However, if he's a Mitzora, he discovers a Nega, and the Kohen sends him off as a Mitzora Muchlat, he's been determined to be a Mitzora, he's totally Tamei, still, says Rav Chisda, those days of Tumah will be applied, can be applied towards his Nazirus. It's not Tumas Meis, there's no issue. Provided that after he's done with his Tzaras, when he has to do that haircut for the Tzaras, so he has to have enough days to let his hair regrow, to get a 30-day growth, which will allow him to do the Tiglachas for Nazirus. But aside from that concern, technically speaking, the days of Tzaras can be applied to his Nazir count. Here we have two kashas on Rav Chisda. Number one, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. I have a kasha from a Mishnah, actually, coming up soon in the Masechta. We have a Nazir who's very confused. Nazir Shaya Tame Besafik U Muchlat Besafik. We have a Nazir in the midst of his Nazirus. He's unsure of whether he's Tame. Not sure whether he touched something which makes him Tame, which requires a cancellation, so to speak, of his Nazirus. Tiglachas Tuma, Karbonis, then starting again the Nazirus Tahara, at the end of which he does a new Tiglachas properly. He's not sure about that. Am I Tommy? Am I not? Umuchat Basafik. He's not sure whether he's a Mitzur. How does that happen? Good question. Okay? The Kohen saw two individuals. One of them, he paskin as Tommy. One of them as Tor. And he's not sure which one. Bottom line is, this fellow is really confused. He knows he was a Nazir. What happened then? What happened afterwards? He has no idea. Am I Tommy? Am I not? Am I a Mitzur? Am I not? Now, the halacha is, a Mitzur cannot partake in karbanis. He can't be oichel bekotchim until he's done his tzaras. And what happens then? When his nega leaves him, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzarah, his nega gets healed. He shaves, tiglachas tzaras, which actually overrides the isra of shaving as a nazir, right? We learned that before. The assay, the mitzvah assay, is doicha the isra of tiglachas, of cutting hair. You know, the nazir is the isra of cutting hair. So first he does tiglachas. He waits 7 days. Those are called yimei sifrei, the counting days. At the end of which he cuts again, shaves again. After which he's tohar to go home. So Mitzera will shave twice throughout the purification process. This fellow doesn't know whether he's another tummy, whether he's another tummy, tohar. Whether he's a Mitzera, whether he's not. What does he do? He's going to have to shave 4 times to account for all possibilities, to cover all bases. But he will have to do them 30 days apart. Because just in case he's not really a Mitzur, he's really just a Nazir. He can't just shave in the middle of nowhere. So let's see. Nazir shayuz tavim besafik, umuchat besafik. What happens? Oichel bekotchim la'achar shishim yom. After 60 days, he will partake in karbonis. He knows he's certainly not a mitzera. V'shoyse yayin. U'mi tamei lameisim la'achar me'ev asrim yayim. However, to leave his nazirus, to avail himself to wine and to meisim, that's only after 120 days, in which case he's certainly no longer a nazir. So how do we get to 60 to 120? It's like this. He was a standard 30-day nazir. Something happened. He encountered a possible tumah, he's not sure. He encountered a possible tzaras, he's not sure. So what does he do? So you have 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. At day 30, he will do tiglachas for the first time. At day 60, he'll do it again. Why? Just in case. He's a metzora. A metzora needs to have a double tiglachas. Typically, it's 7 days apart, but here it can't be less than 30 days apart because just in case he's not a metzora. He has to cover that possibility as well. If I'm not a metzora, I have no business cutting my hair. I'm all nowhere. So the first haircut at the end of 30, well, that works. Either I'm a regular nazir, nazir tahar, that's fine. I'm a nazir tamei, I also need a haircut. I'm a metzora, and certainly I need a haircut. Okay, so that first haircut accounts for many possibilities. Then I have to wait another 30 days, till day 60. I do another haircut. At which case, I know I'm certainly not a metzora anymore. Because I had two haircuts. Again, typically it's 7 days apart, but here I have to wait 30 days. Just in case I'm not really a metzora, I'm really a nazir. A nazir tamei who took his haircut over here, at the end of 30. And now I just did my nazirus again. Nazirus tahara, at the end of which I cut my hair. So I have to wait 30 more days. I do another haircut. Now I'm certainly out of the woods in terms of tzaras. Okay, I'm clear of that. So after 60, I can have kachem. Okay, that's an absolute. However, I have to keep on observing more naziris and more haircuts, because on the chance that I was a mitzera, those haircuts cannot count for teglachas naziris. That's the halacha. It counts for the tzaras. Doesn't get applied to the nazir factor. I'm not credited with those haircuts in terms of my naziris. It doesn't count. So the next 30 days will be four naziris. But maybe I'm a nazir tamei. So that haircut will account for naziris tuma. Yeah, at the end of which I count another 30. Finally, I'm out of the woods in terms of everything. I accounted for all possibilities in case I was a mitzera, first two haircuts. Another tummy as well, the third haircut. The fourth one was for my Nazirus Tahara. So now I'm totally done. And I go back to wine and to Tumah. Okay, so pretty fairly simple equation. And this is the solution to the problem. So that's the Mishnah. V'tani alo. We have a braisa which explains on the Mishnah. These numbers, 30, 60, 90, 120, is only when he was involved in a standard length nazirus of 30 days. So it has to be sort of quadrupled, right? When do these numbers apply? Benazirus mu'etes, by a small, by a standard 30-day nazirus. Avo benazirus ba'as shana. Suppose he was committed to being a nazir for a year. So now he has to quadruple that. A total of 4 years. A year, haircut. Another year, haircut, etc. After 2 years, he goes to Kachem. He's certainly not a mitzvah anymore. But perhaps he's still a nazir. Another 2 years for that. So 4 times a year. When? After 4 years. Question. Rav Chisda tells us that the Yemei Tzaras can count towards the Naziris, so why do you need so many days? Why do you need so many years? For the Yemei Chaluta, meaning the condemned days, the days which he was considered a Mitzera, can be applied to the Naziris, provided you just have 30 days to regrow your hair, to facilitate the Glachas Naziris, that's all. So why would he need 4 years in this case? To cover all the possibilities. It should be enough to have 3 years. Plus 30 days to let the hair grow. Why would he need 4 years? 4 full years. Somewhere in those 4 years we have Yemei Tzaras. Let them count towards the Nazirus. See, after 3 years, he has certainly satisfied his Nazirus obligations. Oh, the point is that he just took a haircut. you know, after 3 years. Okay, so give yourself another 30 days, Gidul Seir, and you're done. You're Nazirus Tahara. The fact that the halach is you have to wait 4 years indicates that all those days, which were considered nega days, taras days, imechaluta days, do not count, not apply to the Nazirus. It's only that fourth year which is going to satisfy the Nazirus. That's a kasha on Rav Chisda. V'oid mosav Ravashi. Ravashi had another kasha from a brayis in the Sifri, which also indicates to us as such. Yemei chalutoi do not count for Nazirus. So we know that when another encounters Tuma, it cancels the Nazirus. The days of Tuma certainly are not applied towards the Nazirus. Ainli eli mei Tuma. Perhaps this only applies to Yimei Tum. What about Yimei Chilutei Minayin, the days of Tzaras? The answer is, we'll compare, we'll match it up. Vidinu, Yimei Tum Megaleich Mevi Karban, just like when an Azar becomes Tummy, what happens? Giluach, Karbanis. And likewise, the days of Tzaras trigger the same, a similar procedure. Vimei Chilutei Megaleich Mevi Karban, likewise when it becomes a Tzaras, a Matzera. He shaves, karbanis. So let's compare the two situations in terms of counting those days for Nazirus. Ma yimei tumasei ein oilin lo min aminin. Just like yimei tumah don't count. Av yimei chilutai ein oilin lo min aminin. Likewise yimei chilutai. Loi, perhaps you can't connect. You can't compare. Yimei chilutai to yimei tumah. Im amris bimei tumasei. If it is so that Yimei Tuma can't count. You know why? They are a direct contradiction to Yimei Nazirus. Shekein nivatel behenas hakoidim, because when you become Tumah, it cancels everything that he had kept already. So it's a direct collision to the Nazirus. Of course, you can't use these days towards the Nazirus. You can't apply the Yimei Tuma to the Nazirus count. If it cancels the previous days kept, certainly these days don't qualify as Yimei Nazirus. Toimar Yimei Chiluta, as opposed to Yimei Tzaras, She'ein Mevatel. Be'enes HaKoidim, we learned this a couple of weeks ago, that the Yimei Chiluta do not have the same effect. So let's say you kept half the Nazirus, then it became a Matzera. You don't cancel. Apparently, the Yimei Tzaras aren't diametrically opposed to Nazirus, and perhaps you can even apply these days of Tzaras to the Nazirus. So the Mamotzino, this sort of matchup, didn't work. Rather, Amr's response is, we have another method of figuring this out and coming to the same conclusion. Kal v'chaymer, who? Uman ozer bekever. Take a situation where a fellow was standing in the Beis HaKvaros, in the midst of Tumah, and accepted Nazirus upon himself. We had this sugya way back when as well. What happens with this fellow? He's not considered like a regular Nazir Tohar who became Tumah, who now needs Teglachas of Tumah and Karbanis. No, because he started on the left foot. We learned this from Psukim there. In this case, the hair that is now growing on his head will stay there, will eventually be part of the Teglachas at the end of the Nazirus. Shesarei ro'i lo Teglachas Nazirus. The hair that he's actually having grown his head, the sar present on him right now is right, is fit, is suitable, will serve the teglachas nazirus at the end of the 30 days, you know, once he leaves the Beis HaKvaros and starts counting. So basically, what does that indicate to us? That he's already on the track, on the nazir track, even while he's tummy. Still, ein oyin loy min aminyan. Certainly, those days in the kever will not be applied to the Nazirus. Yimei Chilutoi. Of course, the Yomim of Tzaras, She'ein Sa'arai, Roi L'Teglachas. In which case, since he's going to have to shave on account of Tzaras, so that here will not be taking part in Teglachas Nazirus. Right? His hair is going to be gone by the time he gets back to being a Nazir. Loi Koshkin, certainly, there's a Gersa Ein Adin, Shaloi Yalim, and I mean, certainly, it lends to reason that these days of Tzara should not be applied to his Nazirus. He's apparently not on the Nazir track right now. He sort of took a time out. So, you can't count these days towards Nazirus. Okay, so having said that, having established that Yimei Chilutoi, the Yimei Tumah of Matzora can't count for Nazirus, what about a different type of period within his experience called Yimei Safrei? Ve'en lo Yimei Chilutoi. Okay, so we'll establish that the Yimei Chilutoi can't count. What about Yimei Sifrei Minayin? After his Tumah, which are called Yimei Chilutoi, he discovers his Nega disappears, he's ready to become Tohar again. He shaves, he counts 7 days, shaves again, comes back home. Those days are called Yimei Safrei, days of counting. Can those days be applied towards his Nazirus? Yimei Sifrei Minayin. V'dinu. We'll try to compare it. Ma Yimei Chilutoi ton teglachas, just like the Yimei Chilutoi require a haircut at the end of the Yimei Tumah. Av Yimei Sifrei, same thing with Yimei Sifrei, at the end of the count, shaves again. So we'll match up the two periods. Uma Yimei Chilutoi, just like Yimei Chilutoi, Ein Oin Lo Minamina, cannot count towards Nazirus, as we just established. Af Yimei Sifrei, perhaps counting days as well, the Yimei Sifrei will not count towards Nazirus. Okay, so Yimei Chilutoi is out, Yimei Sifrei is out. Yochel, perhaps, based on this, will add Af Yimei Hesgeri Kein. Initially, when the individual discovers this blotch, he goes to the Kohen, who says, look, we have to lock you up, put you in quarantine, and come back in a week. We'll we'll come back to you in a week to evaluate your nega. Those are called Yimei Hesker. Do those days count towards the Naziris? Yochel Af Yimei Hesker Kein, perhaps those days will not count either. V'adin Oisen, based on the following rationale. It's comparable to Yimei Chilutoi. Look, Cholot Matame Mishkev Meshev. A Metzera, who's been condemned to Tumah. He's Metame through sitting, through lying on an item. Yimei Esgeru Metame Mishkev Meshev. The same Allah of Tumah applies to Yimei Esgeru. And therefore, Im Lamantu Yimei Chilutoi, Shein Oedlam, and I mean, if it was just established, Yimei Chilutoi don't count. Av Yimei Esgeru, likewise Yimei Hesker, which have this similarity in terms of Tumah, Ein Oedlam and Amina perhaps don't count either. Amris Loi. The response is perhaps not. Perhaps you can't connect and compare. Im Amris B'mei Chilutoi. If this halacha of not counting is said by Yimei Chilutoi, you know why? Shekein Chilutoi toin teglachas, or maybe carbon, because Yimei Chilutoi require shave and carbonis. Lefichach Ein Oedlam. That's perhaps why they can't count those Nazirus. They're in a category on their own. It's his own process, own procedures, incompatible with Nazirus. Toimah b'mei esker, as opposed to the mei esker, which don't feature those things. Shein ton teglachas. Ein mei v'karbon, there's no shaving at the end, there's no karbonis. Lefichach yalul minyan, perhaps they can be applied towards Nazirus. And that's in fact the conclusion. Mikan amru, based on this, back and forth, we concluded, yimei sifrei, v'yimei gamrei, ein oylo min aminyan. The days of counting, the days of Tumah itself, don't count towards Nazirus, but the Yimei Hesgera do. Ala Yimei Azava, Azava. But when he's actually just Azava or Azava, the Hesgera Shal Mitzera, and the Yimei Hesker, Hare Elu Oilun Le'min Aminyan, it can be applied towards Nazirus. End of Brisa. Okay. So what do we see in this Brisa in terms of our question? Rav Chisda presented us with a Chiddush. The Yimei Chilutoi technically can be counted as days of Nazirus, provided you have 30 days at the end for hair regrowth to accomplish Teglachas Nazirus. Ketonimias. At any rate, what does the Braisa tell us? Let's go back to the first step in the Braisa. We're trying to figure out whether you can compare Yimei Chilutoi to regular Yimei Tumah of Tumas Meis. And we said, no, can't compare. Lo Yimamrus Yimei Tumah, Shekem Nevatel Benes Akodim. Yimei Tumah is worse; it cancels even the previously kept days, so it's totally incompatible with Nazirus. Toimah Yimei Chilutoi, as opposed to Yimei Chilutoi, which don't have that effect. Let's stop for a second. How long is this fellow's Nazirus? You're suggesting that the Yemei Tzaras can count towards the Nazirus, knowing full and well there's going to be a shave at the end of that period. And we're suggesting that still the Yemei Tzaras should not disrupt the Nazirus, right? B'mai, how long is this fellow's Nazirus? Is it a standard 30-day Nazirus? Is it more? Ilema Nazirus Moretis. We're speaking about a small standard 30-day Nazirus. How can you suggest that the Yemei Tzaras will not have any effect on his count? We all know that Tzaras comes along with Giluach, after which he has no 30 days left. How about in Gidol Ser, you need 30 days of regrowth. So apparently we're speaking about a long Nazirus. So your suggestion that the Yemei Tzaras should not affect the Nazirus, right, should not be considered an interruption. The days of Tzaras should be applied towards that count. Must be speaking about a longer Nazirus. Elab Nazirus Merupa. 100-day Nazirus. So you count to 20 days. Now he's a Nega, Tzaras, a Matzera. He shaves. He has, 60 days left. That's good. Uktania, what does the Braisa tell us at the end? What is the conclusion of the Braisa? Even in a situation where he has ample time to regrow his hair after the Teglachas Tzaras, do those days of Tzaras count? No. Uktani she'ein oidun lemina minyan. Alma le'salkin, apparently they don't count. Le'salkin, they don't count for him. This is a kasha against Rav Chizkiya Shemamina Araya, that just like he made Tuma can't count towards Nazirus, likewise made Tzaras are not counted towards his Nazirus. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Amar b'Eliezer, Yishum Rabbi Yishua. So b'Eliezer is quoting Rabbi Yishua. The Pharisee says, Stam Rabbi Yishua is Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. That what? You should know the following formula. We have learned that there are many levels of Tumah. In fact, when it comes to a Nazir, we have three levels. We have actual Tumas Meis on the highest level, Chatzi Kavat Sameis, Chatzi Lugdam. An encounter with those materials will cancel as Nazirus, require Teglachas Karbonis, and a Ridu. We have Tumas on a slightly lower level than that, a quarter a kavat sameis, a quarter lug dam, which make him tummy to masmeis, but don't generate the same, don't trigger the same procedure. There's no cancellation, there's no karbonis, no teglachas. But the yimei tuma, even those yimei tuma will not count towards the nazirus. So he sort of takes a pause, a time out, gets turned and comes back to the nazirus. Now we have the Zava, Mehesker, which we just discussed, although he's Tamei, but you can actually take those days and count it. There's no interruption in the Nazirus. Says Rabbi Lezer, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, you're meant to know that Kol Tuma min Ameis, Shenozer Megaleich Aleha, only those highest level Tumas, which trigger a Giluach of Nazir, Chayav and Aleha Bias Mikdash. If one actually experiences those tumas, those high level tumas, and enters the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah, he's liable. Kares, carbon. But strictly those high level tumas. V'chol tumah min ameis she'ein ha'nazir megaleich aleihem. However, the lower level tumas, although tumas meis, but they don't have the same effect on the nazir. Ein chayev na'aleh al Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiyuv on Beis HaMikdash. The Ravid says, it's a lachem Hashem Sinai to compare the two. Amar Amir, Amir disagrees. How can you suggest that the lighter tumas don't have the same liability? Look, the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis, tells us even by touching a dead sheretz makes him liable for Bias Migdash. How can you suggest that the lower level tumas meis are any less than that? He disagrees. In all cases, there's a chiyuv upon Bias Migdash. Asks the Gemara. For Rabbi Lezer, who quoted this formula, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Is that so? Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Gamla, he learned it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? Well, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamul Gamla. We have a braisa where it seems that he learned it from a different Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamul, the Sanya. Amar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer tells us, Shalachti Lar Daski, when I went to this place, Masasi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasar Reish, I encountered Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Pasar Reish, that was his father's name. Shayyoshev Don the Fnei Rabbi Meir Balach, he was presenting Allah to Rabbi Meir, and he said like this, you should know, called Tuma. Minames Shanazer Megaleh Haleo, right? Any severe tumah which triggers giluach nazir, likewise chayav and alam should be as miglish. And if not, then no. V'chol tumah v'nameis she'ein anazir migaleich aleh. There's no giluach upon this tumah. Ein chayav and alam should be as miglish. There's no chiyav on be as miglish. This was presented to Rav Meir. Rav Meir disagrees. Amar lo, Rav Meir responds to him. No. Al te sukala mesheret. You can't suggest that a lower level tumas meis is less in severity than a sheret, which makes a chiyu on bias migdash. I disagree. Amar te loy. Now Rav Elazar, turning to Rav Meir. I told him like this. Kluma te buk. Are you familiar with the level of scholarship of this Tana, Rav Yishua ben Mamo? Do you recognize his greatness? Amar li hein. So Rav Meir says, sure, he's a big man. Oh, says Rav Elazar, let me tell you something in his name. Kach amar li Rabbi Yishua bar Mamo. Mishum Rabbi Yishua. Rabbi Yishua bar Mamo told me the name of Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. The same exact formula. It's true. Kol tumah min ameis shehanozer megaleh chaleh. If a tumah generates giluach, chayav alam mishum bias migdash. Otherwise not. V'chol tumah min ameis she'ein anozer megaleh chaleh. Ein chayav alam mishum bias migdash. End of story. Havi, so apparently, who's Rabbi Elazar quoting? Who did he hear this halacha from? Mishum Yishua ben Mamul Gamarlo. And here we have Yishua ben Chananya in our Mishnah. Right? So in the Brisa, it's clear that Rabbi Elazar heard it from Yishua ben Mamul, who quoted Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. In our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Elazar, the name of Yishua ben Chananya. What happened to Rabbi Yishua ben Mamul? Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva, answered like this. Apparently, you don't have to mention every name along the chain. Go straight to the source. Shema mino, kol shmatz, any halacha, demis amra, bebei tlosa, any halacha which is quoted by a string of names, so to speak. Levi heard it from Shimon, heard it from Reuben, heard it from Yaakov. You don't need to mention all of them, although we find many times in the Gemara that we do go through the whole list, but it's not necessary. Rather, what is pertinent? Kadmoy of Asroi Amrina, the first, meaning the source, and Basroi, the most recent name, I heard it from him. Who got it from there? I don't have to go through the middle names. Mitzioi le'amrina, you don't have to relate to the middle names. Omar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afanana Mitanina, we have a Mishnah which supports this notion. We skip some names, we go straight to the source. Omar Nachum Halavlor, Nachum the scribe, testified. Omar, he said, Kach mikublani mirab Yasha. I have this Kabbalah from Rabbi Yashia. Shekibo me Abba heard it from my father. Shekibo me Azugus, who heard it from the peers. Those are the Tanoim mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Yosef ben Yehezer with Yosef ben Yechanan, etc., etc. Shekibo me Navim, who accepted the Salach from the Navim. And then we sort of skip. We skip Kalev and Yeshua. We go straight up to Moshe. Halacha Moshe from Sinai. The following halacha, Bezareya Sheves v'chardel b'shnayim v'shleshim v'koymes. If a fellow plants small patches of these seeds, sheves, and chardel is mustard. Each one is considered like a separate field, a separate entity. That's the derech to plant these things in small quantities. So each one has its own, identity, its own sadeh, so to speak. So you have to apportion a part of each patch for payah for the poor people. Okay, so bottom line is, he sort of skipped. He went straight to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ilu Yeshua, what happened to Yeshua? The Talmud of Moshe. V'kalev, the Talmud of Yeshua. Like a chashev, he didn't make mention, even though the information certainly came through them, was channeled through everybody, all the way down till Nachama Lavlar. Shema Minor, apparently it's not necessary. So he went through some names, and the Mefar says he went and mentioned anybody from Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, and onward. But then he went straight back up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting idea. Okay, so we have Rav Chizkiya's Chiddush. Yemei Chilut of Metzora can count towards Nazirus, provided there are 30 days after the Teglachas of Metzora to allow for a regrow of hair. We have one Kasha from the Halacha of the Confused Nazir, where it seems to indicate that you have to actually observe a separate time for Nazirus. It's not going to be combined with the days of Tzaras. We have another Braisa which seems to say the same thing. Shema Mino, the Raya that it will not count towards Nazirus. Rav Machlokes, between Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, he held only the severe tumas meis on which a nazir is megalech will make a chiv upon bias migdash. Rabbi Meir disagrees, even a lower level tumah, just like the sherets, And the maskana of the Gemara was that it's important to quote a davar b'shem Imrai, but there's no need to actually go through every single name on the list. As long as you go back to the source and you attribute and you credit the source, the proper source for the halacha, that's a fulfillment of davar b'shem Imrai b'shem zeicha. It should be harachmanas and be maybe gula la'ilam, b'karv yimei na'amin.